In the Castle of the Flynns, a novel by Michael Raleigh, to the memory of Catherine Raleigh McNamara. Pictures. I keep the photographs together always. They are framed now, my two family portraits, but wrinkled and faded from my youthful inattention. Had I known what they'd someday mean to me, I'd have shown them better care. The first is a studio portrait on a thick sort of cardboard of four people: my parents, Mr. and Mrs. John Dorsey, my infant brother Johnny, and I. At the time of this photo, I was a few months short of my fifth birthday. Within the year, Johnny would be dead of rheumatic fever. 2 years after Johnny, my parents would be dead as well. It is a stiff, posed photo, and I can see my smile beginning to give way to boredom or gravity. I have studied the photograph over the years, looking for some hint that this family already sensed its impending fortune, some dark suggestion of unhappiness in the eyes. I have found none. The faces in a photo reveal only what the subjects hope. Any deeper message is probably in the imagination of the beholder. The second picture is quite different. I have come to think of it as the photographer's nightmare. Taken in 1955, the year after the death of my parents, it is crowded, unfocused at the edges, as if distracted from its purpose by the raucous, manic behavior of several of its subjects. The lighting is uneven. One of the people has just turned his head just as the photographer snapped his little button, and as a result appears to have two faces attempting too late to blend. A person is entering the photo from the left, almost as if he had come to visit from an adjoining picture, a role he was to play in my life. The people in the photo are singing badly and very loud, and the ones in the back row, the tall ones, are leaning to one side so that it appears they'll lurch on through the glossy white margins holding the picture together. Even from the old black and white, I can tell they're red-faced and noisy and sweaty, and several of them, exactly the ones I would expect.